Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Kids are expensive, so people aren't having them. That's what's going on. That's what survey after survey tells us. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Ari with the news. We're here till 3. Jason follows us. I mean, it's not breaking news, Dave, to say kids are expensive. You're living it right now every single day, correct?
Yes.
And as a man who likes to be frugal, you notice that.
Yeah, that's why we choose not to feed the children.
Listen, they got to learn these survival instincts early.
Well, yeah, in school now, you get the free lunch, free breakfast. Just grab a little extra, bring it home for dinner. You're good.
So we both saw this survey. Most Americans think raising children is unaffordable. 7 in 10 respondents say they believe raising kids, it's just too expensive. This is a 13% jump from, what do you think, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
It's got to be, right? A couple decades?
Last year.
Oh, my.
This is the first time in an 11-year survey that Americans said finances were the top reason why they capped or planned to cap the size of their family. This is at BYU. They surveyed 3,000 people. In August, the birth rate has declined. We've talked about that. We've talked about studies before. I want to get people in early. If you're in this age range right now and you're thinking about having a kid, or you know someone who is in this age range and they're not having a kid yet, is that the top reason why? Because the affordability issue is massive. And obviously, no matter the era, when the economy is flourishing, kids are expensive. Well, you know, the lodging, the food, the clothing, the medical, the unexpected, the extracurricular activities. Who knows what might happen? You get these estimates on how much kids really cost, and you really want to, if you've had a couple of kids, you want to go, Elizabeth, the big one. But look at the affordability issues we've had with COVID and without the recovery that the president promised us. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's 3 years from now. But right now to me, it looks like the Republicans are telling us the same lies that Democrats did during Biden. It's fine. It's fine. And nobody's asking every speck of the economy to be flourishing, but in core issues of housing issues, of food issues, job opportunity, getting into a house, those are penal right now. They just are. And right here, 7 in 10 Americans saying if they're not going to have a kid, expenses are the top reason why What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226. Are you in this category? Are you someone who has kids who are now old enough where they are about to get married or maybe married and they're not having kids? If you're someone who's not in this category but thinks, whenever you see stories like this, I doubt you're thinking about it a lot, but that our birth rate dropping to, I think it's like 1.5, 1.6 now. And a few years ago, it was 2.1. You go back to the 60s, it was well over 3. Where it concerns you about keeping our economy flourishing the way it should be. What do you want to say about it? 651-461-9226. Dave, you guys think you're done?
Yes.
Okay.
Better be.
Have we done something about that?
There's been precautions taken.
Okay. Yeah. You're looking at a guy who thought he was done too. Wife might have had an IUD at that point.
You got a very strong team of swimmers.
I had tremendous semen back in the day.
Back in the day, what's happened?
Snip, snip.
Ah, it's tough.
Snip, snip. 2007 U.S. Open.
It's a good one.
It's a good. I mean, come on. If you're going to get snip, snip, you got to find something you're going to like to enjoy, watch, consume. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Watching Angel Cabrera hold off Tiger and Jim Furyk. Yeah. It was very good. It was very good. So you might not be done. You might not. I mean, thank God we were not done, because I can't imagine a second of my life without that young man. Okay. When you hear this, you think what?
I think I started out being a little surprised when I saw the headline. But when you think about all the costs, just how about over the last 5 years, the conversations we and so many other people have had about child care, mm-hmm. in this state and in this country,
yes.
and how expensive it is, and how, even with how expensive it is, child care centers still can't make ends meet. They're still closing all around the state. I mean, start there. I mean, God help you if you have an infant that you need to put in child care because mm-hmm. the mother and father both need to work. Good luck to you then.
God help you then if the child is so sick, which is going to happen, hopefully mm-hmm. not too much, and you've got to figure out which one of you is not going to go to work, and that boss might say, hey, fill in the blank. This is happening too often.
Yeah.
And you need to figure this out. And not everybody has a mom or an aunt or an uncle or a friend just nearby to be the backup.
When I think of the cost, obviously you went through the laundry list of things you're going to have to pay for early and then later as extracurriculars come into it. But there's also the thought of, you know what, if you're in a decent spot, I get it if you are, you know, really struggling, if you're really on the poor end. But if you're in a decent spot, the odds that things are going to magically change, both in your life or just overall the cost of childcare, they're only going to go up.
The hope is that for a lot of people, what's the average age now, you think, kid? 28, 29, 30?
To have a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be nearing 30.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, married at 28. Hunter born just before I turned 30. So the hope is, the ideal, that the classic American dream is.
Google AI tells me the average age for a first-time mother in the U.S. is about 27 and a half.
Okay.
Up almost a full year over what it was just 2016.
Yeah, I would have guessed even higher. More, boy, I have very few friends in my core group who are having kids at 20. It was that's the low end. It was more close to 30, 31, 32. But the hope is, you know, you're going to have a child, and then either both or one of you is to continue to make more money, mm-hmm. get more job opportunities, so these costs are solvable or attainable or, you know, possible.
Yeah. But what have we heard about income the last several years?
Yeah.
Can't keep up with inflation.
Right. And inflation, those numbers aren't as high, but guess what? They're still the core parts of our economy. When you're going to the grocery store, for most things, you're paying more. Okay, let's pause so we don't get too far behind. I want calls. I want texts. When you hear this number of 7 in 10 now saying the number one reason why they're not having kids, just too expensive. And the birth rate has dropped precipitously in this country. And there are long-term economic concerns. Some might say, do we need 350 million people? Do we always have to be going higher and higher and higher? A lot of economists say, yes, that is for the betterment of the country. And also, let's just get to this core fundamental decency. If you want to have a kid and you can't have a kid, but others with money can, that's how you're allowed to have fulfillment, have joy, or lose out on that because of money. And I'm not saying this just happened, but it's further amplified right now. Let's get some feedback. 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legal music?
No.
Okay. What do we got?
It's Big Birthday today across the pond.
Big Birthday. Chuck?
Chuck!
Is it Chuck's birthday?
77 today. King Chuck.
He's looked 77 for like 40 years.
That's true. But now he's actually 77.
Side issue.
Congratulations to him on keeping that look at 77, yeah. Though.
Well, he has battled cancer the last couple of years.
He certainly has. Looks right. Pretty good for, I mean, somebody who's gone through that battle in recent pictures I've seen.
Yeah. Individuals who looked old when they were young. 651-461-9226. Now, when we go back, let's say 30, 40 years ago.
I was going to say everyone on a baseball card in the 1980s.
I mean, I'm 60. The average 60-year-old 30, 40 years ago looked like they were about to die, except for my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing when you'll see somebody who's 47 now juxtaposed to somebody who's 47, 1985, and you're like, no, there's got to be a 20-year age gap right
it's
there.
It's crazy. Anyway, other kings is what we're hearing from today.
Other kings?
That was L King.
Okay. I like it. We are discussing this survey that came out from BYU. 7 in 10 respondents, when they're citing why they're not having kids, say too expensive. This is a 13% jump from last year. That's enormous in 1 year. And it's the first time in the 11 years that they've been involved in this survey that cost was number one. A lot of texts coming in. Let's get more. 651-461-9226. Let's work on the calls, too, because you can also call that same number. Jerry has called in. Jerry, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, I totally get that it's expensive, but it's about making sacrifices, right? Single-income household, one of us stayed home, four kids, and we made it work. We cut the cord long before cutting the cord was a thing. In my kids' lifetime, they've only been on one vacation where we took a plane. We just made it work because you have to make sacrifices. They didn't do every sport. They didn't do every instrument. They didn't do every dance class. You just have to make it work.
Do you think, in your view, I'm assuming in your answer, you don't think enough people are willing to make those tough decisions right now?
No, because they got a 60-inch flat-screen TV. We got a flat-screen TV probably, I think I got a flat-screen TV in 2010, or I don't know. I was using a 19-inch tube TV for a long time.
I know your example, though. Right now, it seems like the flat-screen TV might be $11 somewhere. I mean, it's crazy how that's dropped. It's a fair point. Jerry, thank you so much for calling. How much of that, Dave, does that ring true with you? That too many people right now, when they think of having kids, they think of, let's go with the lifestyle word here, a lifestyle where we got to be able to travel. We got to still have our nice house. We still need to be able to go out to dinner. We need to still be able to have all the fun. And people either don't want to give that up themselves or they don't think they can meet that level if they bring two other kids into the life.
There's certainly a lot of peer pressure. And social media helps with that.
Yep.
But, you know, you go and see all of your friends who have kids and the things, you know, the adventures they do, the places perhaps they go with their kids. But it's definitely a changed mindset, I think, of parents of this generation versus 20, 30, 40 years ago of, okay, I want to have kids, but I'm not willing to say I'm going to make the kids the complete focus of my life for the next 20, 25 years, how long it is. You know, I still want to travel. I still want to be able to go out to eat. I want to travel, God forbid, without my kids.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a very valid point. I think that's part of the reason why that some decide I'm not going to have a kid or I'm not going to get married when I'm 22, 23, like maybe my parents did or my grandparents did. I didn't want to get married that young, you know, married at 28, kid at basically 30. Hunter was like 6 weeks before I turned 30. I felt like I did a lot of things already that maybe if I had a kid or we had a kid, Kathleen and I would have had Hunter 6-7 years earlier, that you miss out on those opportunities. And, oh, by the way, maybe take a look at line one. If you decide you don't want to have a child, there's nothing wrong with it. There is, I mean, we talk about this a lot, and the stigma isn't even close. It's a lot more harsh and judgmental towards women. But there are plenty of couples I know who, by the way, they haven't had kids, and they get a lot of crap about it, the female certainly more than the male. But, Dave, they live a good life.
Yeah, everyone's got their own reasons, and we don't need to judge. We do, but it's not
a lot
right.
There's a lot of judging.
Oh, there's judging both ways.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There is too. You're right. I mean, here's another part. There was a survey found that since 1990, rising housing costs have led to 11% fewer children born nationwide. Between the aughts and the teens, those costs accounted for 51% of the total fertility decline. Now, you may want to argue at how they arrived at this, but just the concept, because the numbers come out a lot lately, that I think it was like 40 years ago, maybe even 60 years ago, the average person was getting into a home, their first place that they actually owned when they were 25.
Yeah.
And now it's 40. Now, 25 does seem pretty early, right? But 40, just think about that. Because I guess the easy step, they're all living in their parents' basement, they're not working. No, plenty of them are working. Plenty of them are good at what they do. But plenty of them see the rising housing costs, you know, seeing people important in my life looking the last couple of years for homes. First house I bought, 1993, $189,000. When I see that house right now, I bet if I looked it up, it's 400 something, right?
Maybe more.
Yeah. Maybe even more. Dramatically different from the money I was making then and the affordability for a $189,000 house to what my boys are making now or other comparable friends are making now, and they got to try to find a $300,000-$500,000 house.
Yeah. Yeah, young people are priced out of the housing market on a wide range right now.
Yep. Jennifer has called in. Jennifer, you're on CCO.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yes.
I find it really sad when I hear all these people saying, well, you make sacrifices and you find a way, when, like, my best friend, my nieces and nephews, she has three kids, they're in child care, between just child care and health insurance per month, she's looking at $4,000.
Yeah.
A month.
Right.
And she has an ex who does not pay child support, so she's doing this on her own. And then gets grief for trying to find ways to make it work and get assistance. And, she should be able to buckle down. The money doesn't come in. There's no money there's no buckling down to do.
Right. That's an excellent point, Jennifer. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let me get two texts. Lots of parents refuse to sacrifice and raise their kids themselves instead of pushing all that onto the schools. I know plenty of parents who don't operate that way. You know, to me, that's a little bit of, well, I had kids, and I'm now, you know, 50, 60, 70, and we did all this. You know what? There are plenty of parents back then who did the same damn thing. And I don't think, in particular, mothers should feel ashamed in any way if they love their kids to the max and also want to have a job. There's nothing wrong with that.
Want to and probably need to have a job.
Yes. My parents are in the 80s. They got married in 1960. One was 19, another 27. I feel like nowadays people wait longer. And the longer you wait, the more you feel like that you don't want to give up all the freedom. There's some of that. But there's also some of doing some things as a couple where you know it's not going to be as easy to do when you have kids. So why not do that? And not say, you know, you're never going to leave the house when you have kids. But let's just be honest. We all know this. We have kids. Your freedom, the first few years, very, very limited, to say the least. All right, let's pause. A lot of texts. We'll try to get back to some of these texts later. We don't want to wait too long. He's fabulous. He's major, and he is next. I want to talk Aquarius. I'll be really honest today, Dave. The first thing I did when I came downstairs was not have the Aquarius, the Connecticut drinking water. I normally do. You know what? I had to add cereal. I go through a cereal kick maybe four times a year.
What kind?
Special K with almonds.
Okay. You could do better, but fine.
Excuse me?
You heard me?
Special K with almonds is an excellent, excellent cereal. Whoa. Okay, I mean, you rip that, then you rip the other cereals yesterday. What's your go-to cereal, buddy boy?
Raisin Bran.
Whoa, is that exciting?
Raisin Bran Crunch.
Yeah, but I did go to that water, that Connecticut drinking water system right afterwards. Also took the shower with that great water softener from Aquarius Home Services. They've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I just mentioned I bought a house in 93. Within a few months at that house, yep, I put in that Connecticut drinking water system. They can help you in so many ways, but let's emphasize the holidays and all the quality water you're going to need. If you've thought about the Connecticut drinking water system because it's so good for water, for coffee, for all your cooking needs, this is the time because you can save up to 25%. I'm a full-fledged customer, whether I'm talking about it on the radio or not. You should join me, AquariusHomeServices.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major is here. Endless material to get to. Another dull, dull week in D.C. Major, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right, let's go to Epstein first.
Yep.
As a man who's consumed the takeout the last few days, I want you to tell me from what you've observed talking to fellow correspondents and talking to people germane to this case, what is the most important piece of new information to come out over the last 72 hours?
Oh, let's see. The most important piece of information. I don't know. And this is one of the problems that I think the public justifiably has with the Epstein story. In one way, it's a very complex matrix of people who were associated with Jeffrey Epstein, celebrities, financiers, banks, ambassadors, people very close to people who were heads of state of foreign governments.
It's pretty stunning how many people he was connected to.
Yes, it's just an astonishing array. And all the complexities and culpabilities or knowledge or semi-knowledge and wink and a nod, all that is sort of a huge web. One of the best books about this entire saga is called Spider, for that reason, mm-hmm. written by Barry Levine. He was on my program last night.
Yep.
And yet, Chad, It is a very simple matter right now. Very, very simple. And as I tell my audience every night when we focus on this story, my allegiance, if there is one, is to the survivors.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to talk about this story simply because it's clickbait or there's some incremental thing that really doesn't drive the story. And I'm just going to wade into it because it's titillating or interesting. No, I'm only going to talk about this when there are things that matter. And what matters this week is that the discharge petition reached 218 signatures. It will be voted on in the House on an expedited basis next week. And the simple part of this story is the survivors slash victims, whatever terminology you prefer, keep saying the same thing. We have been at this for five administrations. This is not about Trump. It's not about criminality with Trump, necessarily. We don't think there's anything there. Virginia Giuffre, among those most victimized in this entire saga, is pretty clear on that. The White House is correct to point that out. But the survivors' victims keep saying the same thing. And they've said it for this administration, Biden administration, Trump, Obama, Bush, everything. Just let us know all that you know in the government about this investigation. We, the victims, the survivors, understand the need to withhold names. Some of us have already stated our names. Others haven't. That's fine. That can be done, and that can be done quite simply. What we want is what you know, because you clearly know more than we as victims and survivors know. Oh, and by the way, would you stop traumatizing us again with things that go on with Ghislaine Maxwell, a patty cake interview conducted with her by the Deputy Attorney General. Then immediately thereafter, she's transferred to another federal prison and quite clearly now receiving what can only be described as preferential treatment.
Indisputable.
Why would that happen?
Yep.
And why are you doing that to us when all we're asking for is what you know and on what basis, looking at all you know, you said, Trump Justice Department, no one needs to be investigated. No one else needs to be charged. This matter is closed.
Yeah, I would like the president to sit in front of the victims whose lives have been altered in ways they never could have imagined and just tell them it's a Democratic hoax. You just have that back and forth conversation because it's anything but that. So let's get to the president. There's no doubt he was good friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
No doubt.
There is
lots of other people.
Exactly. Bill Clinton, many, as yes. you pointed out, he is, from Steve Bannon to people close to the closest world leaders across the planet. So it's not just the president. There is no doubt about that. And maybe the president, and I repeat, maybe the president's telling the truth about when he found out about Epstein and allegations of pedophilia, that he distanced himself from him. That is still up for debate. He is adamant about it. But clearly, when he was campaigning, it was release the info, and that totally changed. Now with this back and forth, and the president on Truth Social today, as he normally does, he directs the person he views as his personal attorney, the attorney general, just a minor point, target Bill Clinton, Reid Hoffman, and Larry Summers, that this is all Democrats. He has nothing to do with it. The simplest question then is for the folks who are close to the president, who believe in the president, if there's nothing damning in there about him, why is he fighting so hard to not allow all this information to be presented when years ago he wanted all that information out there?
Right. Totally legitimate question. Two very quick points. Point one, there's one way to read the social media post this morning. And that way, it's a fireable offense, because what he's doing is ordering his attorney general to renounce the thing the attorney general announced months ago.
Yeah, right.
In the two-page memo. Hey, we've looked at all this. We've looked at it thoroughly. No one else needs to be prosecuted. There are up to 1,000 victims, and there's no reason to follow up on this. What?
Yeah.
The president just told you.
Right.
There's reason to follow up on this.
Correct.
It's a dereliction of duty. It might be a fireable offense in a world in which those sorts of things happened in the second Trump term. Clearly they don't. The other thing is, if you believe House Democrats, and it's worth pointing out, they're the ones who persuaded House Republicans to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They did it on a bipartisan basis, couldn't do it any other way. And that's what's led to a lot of release of this information. If you think they're selectively doing that, then get out ahead of it. Release everything.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a political hoax going on by the opposition party to make you look bad by selectively releasing this or that, you are in possession of far more information than the Epstein estate is. Let it out. Let it out. Get ahead of this, not behind it. And why it doesn't do that tactically, I don't know. It raises all sorts of legitimate questions about, well, if that's the simplest way to deal with this, and if it's consistent with what you pledged to do during the campaign, and you're not doing it, I wonder why.
Another outstanding journalist on this, going back to Miami, someone I know you've interviewed before, and yes. I have here also, is Julie K. Brown.
Yes, absolutely.
And she addressed one of the points, which is legitimate. I don't fault anybody for asking, wait a second. Here's the Biden. Biden's detest of Trump was clear. So why didn't the Biden folks investigate?
Right.
Here's what she said on Twitter yesterday, just to respond to that very valid question. She, regarding Ghislaine Maxwell, wasn't convicted until late 2021. She appealed her conviction. Generally, it's not a good idea to open your evidence files when a criminal case is ongoing. We also don't know whether the FBI was still investigating other possible suspects who helped Epstein or who participated in his crimes. If you are targeting suspects, you don't want them to know you're zeroing in on them. Seems like a very valid explanation to me.
Sure. And look, there are things in this story that may never be criminally prosecutable.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
yes.
someone is a creep. Donald Trump is on record saying Jeffrey Epstein is a good friend of mine. He likes girls and he likes them on the younger side. That means at some level, Donald Trump, before he was a political actor in our country, knew what Epstein's, if it was more than a fetish or whatever, was. He knew what it was and still hung out with him, okay? That doesn't make Donald Trump at any time in his life a criminal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As many people have said on the record in this matter, being a creep is not a crime. It's unsavory. You exclude those people from your life if you're creep-averse, but it's not a crime. There is, however, financial records that might be implicated of conspiratorial activity, awareness, financing. I don't know. But there's probably in the files things that are highly reputationally damaging that are not criminally prosecutable. I'm not a prosecutor. I've never prosecuted a case in my life. Those are decisions for people so invested with that power to make. But what we do know is lots of people, and what we learned this week is all sorts of people are emailing with Jeffrey Epstein all the time.
Yes.
Journalists, celebrities, all
correct.
This incredible matrix. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure those people are like, I'd rather not have to explain that.
Right.
I'd rather not have to explain that part of my personal, professional, slash whatever relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. But this guy gathered people, lots of people, to protect him and to give him leverage should he ever need it. That is fundamentally clear. And people who allowed themselves, for whatever reason, to go into that web have some explaining to do once we all know that they were in it.
They were drawn to him for whatever reason. You know,
it
wasn't all of them pursuing him. They enjoyed his company. To what level and what that means, we don't know yet. Hang on, Major.
No.
More with Major in moments. I want to talk Stretch Lab, a fantastic place that can help you out. Hey, it's glorious out today. This is it. This is our last chance for a 70, probably our last chance for a 60. But that doesn't mean for the next 4 or 5 months, if you're here in Minnesota, I'm not doing anything. You need to move your body. You could become a house walker like me, a condo walker, an apartment walker, but you better stretch. You need to stretch. All of us need to do it. You better do it at a gym. You better do it at your place. I've got the best place to do it, StretchLab.com. Train flexologists. Double-figure locations all throughout the metro area. They help me. A man, 60. They help me. They help friends of mine who are in their 20s. They help friends of mine to bring their kids there. They help friends of mine who are older than me and sit around and don't exercise so much. Go to one of these dozen-plus locations. Find out how good they are. Get that first 50-minute session, and you'll sign up for more. Track them down today, StretchLab.com. The future owner of the San Diego Padres, Major Garrett, is back with us. Team's for sale. That's all I know. I mean, you've talked about, I know you're eventually going to move back out west. Why not move back out west and own your boyhood baseball team?
If they put up fractional ownership interest stakes of 1 in 1 millionth, I might qualify.
No. Hey, Dave, what do you think? What do you? I see him as like 25%.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Dig through the cushions, you'll find it, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you think? He's probably making $1 million a show on the takeout.
No, I was thinking at least 3 to 4.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Padres talk next year, every Friday. I mean, we won't have, you know. What's with Fernando Tatis? That's where we'll be going. All right, affordability, it's always, no matter what, the biggest issue out there for all of us and for the president and a candidate and
For now.
Yeah.
Maybe joblessness in a year. Who
knows?
Yeah,
that's fair. Candidate Trump and former President Trump said, I'm going to get this done. And, by the way, the polling showed that was a huge advantage for him to decisively defeat Kamala Harris. It was 7-0 in the swing states. That's a decisive victory for me. And we know it hasn't worked out as favorably as he wants. So there's talk of the president traveling the country trying to convince folks that affordability is out there to despite what happens at the grocery store. And now I'm seeing these reports that the Trump administration might be backpedaling on tariffs.
Yep.
Where in countries, where they don't even have agreements yet, lowering whatever tariffs they've offered up so far. Mm-hmm. So you, me, and everybody else, when we're going to the grocery store, when we're going to the various other stores, where prices are going to come down. How soon, how likely, and how's the president going to sell this message?
I have no idea on all of those. All I know is this. The administration has told the country several things this year, which in the last 2 weeks, they've basically forgotten. One, tariffs are paid externally, not internally, meaning consumers never pay them. That they would not be inflationary. Two, the so-called big, beautiful bill would stimulate economic growth almost immediately and provide stimulus, because many of the tax cuts were retroactive at the beginning of the year, especially for small and medium-sized businesses, that would supercharge the economy, do all sorts of wondrous things. And prices were coming down. The first three things, not true.
Mm-mm.
The fourth thing, partially true. Gasoline prices have come down, and energy prices coming down is a significant factor to tame inflation. But one of the reasons beef is more expensive, one of the reasons coffee is more expensive, one of the reasons utility prices are more expensive is regulations, tariffs, and other matters that in some ways this administration can control, in some ways it can't. Yes, is 3% inflation lower than 9% inflation? Yes, unquestionably. But it's still 3% on top of that 9%. And most people still feel that life in America, net-net, is unaffordable to their satisfaction, and the president is the one who said he would tame it on day one. I didn't say that. He did. And guess what? In politics, even if you're Trump, which he defies gravity in ways no other political figure in this country has in the modern era, can still have a gravitational pull. And when my last point on this, when he says, I'm going to basically tune all these knobs on tariffs in order to achieve something in the economy, because I've now perceived a political problem. He is confirming all the things that the Supreme Court has to make a judgment on. Because the judgment the Supreme Court has to make is, well, did this president do these tariffs under a completely reimagined interpretation of emergency powers because it was an economic emergency? Chad, if it's an economic emergency, by definition,
right,
you don't roll it up and down because you just had an election and your party lost.
Correct. 100%. Okay, about 60 seconds left.
Yes, sir.
Is Chuck Schumer done? Considering the way this all worked out with the shutdown, the Democrats getting basically nothing, and all the heat he's taking right now.
He's not done for right now. He's not going to be challenged. There's not a leadership election until after the midterms. I've talked to a lot of Democrats about this. Here's what they expect. Chuck Schumer needs to be the Senate Democratic leader until January 30th because there's another looming deadline there. He's got to get through that. On the other side of that, however it's resolved, most Democrats I talk to on the Hill and outside of it expect him to say, I'm not going to seek re-election as Senate Democratic leader. I will play out this year, and I'll let a new generation succeed me after the midterms. My guess is that's how this all lays down.
Tell me one fun thing you're doing this weekend.
Playing baseball.
Really?
Yes. So here's very quickly. I'm going to Padres fantasy camp in mid-January.
Oh, this is so good.
Yes. In Peoria, with my longtime producer here at CBS, Arden Fari, who played 4 years varsity at WashU Division III baseball. Dude's a real genuine athlete. I'm not. I need an athlete next to me so I don't look so bad. And I'm going to do Padres fantasy camp in January. And I've been training for the last 4 months to get ready for it.
I mean, I almost want to blow off the news to follow up on this, but I can't. You know what it is, Dave? It's the first step to buying the team. That's what it is.
Foot in the door.
Yeah, foot in the door. All right. Stay healthy. Have fun. We'll talk next week.
Okay. See you.
He's the best. Major here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.